Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. And I know I say this every week, but we really, really do have a treat for you. This time around, we've got Terrence Brewer, who's an amazing guitar player, amazing human being, amazing teacher, amazing dad, and amazing friend. So I'm really glad that he was able to join us this week. But before we get started with Terrence, of course, we have to thank our sponsor, Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, who's also a really great guy, great dad, great restaurant owner, great place to gather with your friends and family over at that wonderful pub. And also, he supports live music with the open mic every Thursday and karaoke Friday and Saturday. And there's other bands, too. So check out Cameron's whenever you have a chance. And check out this wonderful man we have on the phone with us, Terrence Brewer. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It is absolutely my pleasure. What a great start to the show. I appreciate all the kind words and the positive energy. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm just carrying on the vibe that we carried over from jazz camp. We just came back from our little bit of heaven in the Redwoods, and it was better than ever because we got back together again.
Yeah, I mean, everybody all over the world is sort of dealing with, you know, this reemergence time now. So after, you know, a couple years of not being able to participate fully in Jazz Camp West Sold, it was really wonderful to get, you know, almost 300 people together, you know, in the Redwoods, playing music, learning about music, you know, listening to concerts, performing in concerts, being in community with one another, you know, being in that space that is so magical and wonderful, that's creative and artistic, but is also really loving and accepting and open, and allows you to grow and, you know, be a slightly different version of yourself once you leave camp. I think it's one of the beautiful things I always love about it. I feel like I'm always slightly more enhanced and upgraded every time I leave that place. So Jazz Camp West, as long as they'll have me, I'll continue to be a part of that family.
Well, you're an amazing part of it, and I really like how you put that. That's really, really well put, and that's why you are such a good, you know, teacher and communicator about the music and everything. You teach the guitar intensive there, and you teach other places as well. You teach over at SF Jazz. You do really great programs there. And
yeah, so I've been with SF Jazz for a very long time, doing, you know, creating content and curriculum for them. Currently, one of the things that I do for them is I curate their Discover Jazz programming, which I've been a part of for 16 or 17 years now. And we do a four-part lecture performance series every November and every March in conjunction with International Women's Month. And so in October, we're going to do a four-part series on the music of 1959, you know, probably one of the most amazing years in music history, and certainly one of the most amazing years in American music, in this music we call jazz. So many great albums and wonderful things that came out that year. So in November, we'll do a series on that. And then in March, we're going to do a series on female jazz and blues artists born in the month of March, which includes like Aretha Franklin and, see, I think Mary McPartland's in there as well. So there's a whole host of Shirley Scott, really wonderful musicians. So that's a part of what I do. I get to teach for the SF Conservatory as well, teaching in their college and pre-college divisions.
I mean, you're making me dizzy with all that you do.
I know.
Right. Well, let's
I'm very fortunate.
It's amazing. You are a phenomenon, and we're so blessed to have you in the Bay Area and close by and on today. So let's play a little bit of music so people can hear some of the great stuff you do. And you chose Study in Blue to share with folks off
of Quintessential.
Quintessential. Let's take a listen to this Study in Blue, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side so people can hear your music. This is Terrence Brewer and Study in Blue. Thank you. That amazing guitar playing was Study in Blue by Terrence Brewer. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. He is our wonderful guest this week, who is doing so much great stuff, helping people learn about jazz and hear great music. So tell people when we're going to hear you next, because you're coming up real soon.
Yeah, I've got a show coming up at Stanford on Monday, July 11th, and it's as a part of Stanford Jazz's 50th year anniversary celebration, which is fantastic. So on Monday, July 11th, 7:30 p.m., Campbell Recital Hall on the Stanford campus, my quartet in conjunction with Howard Wiley, the great Bay Area tenor saxophonist. Howard Wiley will have a quartet there as well, so you get a double bill. And ticket information is at stanfordjazz.org. And again, that's on Monday, July 11th. And so Stanford is hosting an entire, I think, week and a half full of concerts to celebrate their 50th year.
I think
I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, they're doing months worth, actually. That is just going on all summer.
Month, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So you guys know I'll be there. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. And Study in Blue, you're going to be playing stuff off of that album, correct?
Yeah, so Study in Blue is an original composition of mine. It's from my album, my third record, entitled Quintessential. And we'll be playing a couple songs from that album on Monday, July 11th. So I chose a piece from that record.
Yeah.
To kind of get us in the mood.
Cool. And people, you can find his music on all the platforms, and he's got a ton of it, and it is all amazing. We had a really hard time narrowing it down to just a couple tunes. We were checking out What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, which is such a great recording, but it's way too long for our format.
Oh, thank you.
So people are going to have to check that out on their own. And you chose Alone Together from another one of your quintessential albums.
Yeah, so Alone Together is from a trio record that I did a number of years back, and one of my two of my favorite musical friends, Brandon Essex on bass, Micah McLean on drums, and we had a really great time in the studio with this album, and we'll be playing another piece on the Stanford concert from this particular record.
Cool. So let's take a listen right now to Alone Together. This is Terrence Brewer, and obviously it's not an original, but it's his version of it. All right, let's cook a little bit. Thank you. All right, everybody, this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and that super cool music we just listened to was Alone Together, and that was Terrence Brewer, our guest this week on Coastside Carousel, and he's an amazing guitar player and educator. And Terrence, I'd love having our guests share how they got into music, and you're professional on so many levels by teaching and performing and recording. Kind of maybe you can let people know what your roots are, how you got into that.
Yeah, I was one of those fortunate kids that grew up in a time and a place. I grew up in Pittsburgh, California, you know, in the 80s and 90s when people actually had music programs. And I had a wonderful middle school, high school, and then subsequently, you know, two wonderful college band directors, all of whom, you know, I'm still in contact with and I still consider dear friends. But I came up at a time when music was in school and you had passionate teachers who really cared about teaching music and music education and just gave us this access to be able to create.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So you got the bug. And so where'd you go to college and how'd you get into all the aspects that you're doing? I mean,
yeah, I went to Los Fernandes College first and studied music there. And then at the time it was, Cal State Hayward, now Cal State East Bay. Then I just jumped. I mean, I've been playing shows. I've been playing gigs since I was like 15 or 16. I used to be in like hard rock bands and punk bands when I was a kid, you know, and playing all these shows and like dive bars and stuff like that, but always played jazz and like symphonic music, you know, in school and went to college to study jazz performance. And from there, I just started performing as often as I could, started playing all around the Bay Area and really worked hard at trying to make a name for myself. And then eventually, you know, right around the time I turned 30, I decided to start a record label. And that was quite frankly the best decision I ever made in my entire musical career. And that's really what started, you know, sort of the trajectory that I've been on was in 2006, releasing those first two albums, The Calling Volume 1 and The Calling Volume 2. And that started it all. And people started, you know, writing about me here, you know, regionally in the Bay Area. I started getting, you know, national press. And this kind of took it from there. And I've always done everything in-house. You know, I've done my own marketing and PR campaigns, my own radio campaigns. I run the record label. I produce the music. I hire them. You know, I'm a one-stop shop. So, and I have 11 albums out.
You have a ton of music out. I do.
You know, the last album was released a couple years ago, a great duet album I did with blues and jazz vocalist Pamela Rose. So I've been very fortunate. I mean, I've worked really hard in my life, but I love what I do. You know, when I wake up in the morning, all I've ever wanted to do since I was 15 or 16 years old was play, teach, record, talk about music, and I literally get to do that every day.
Well,
so I'm very thankful. I feel very blessed.
Yeah, you do a great job of it, and you're very serious, and you're always studying. I mean, at camp, you were chilling out and reading and studying, and
yeah,
so you've got a mind that keeps things going. So everybody, you can learn your lesson from Terrence Brewer, and so people can they do you have a website that people can check out your stuff at too?
Yeah, TerrenceBrewer.com, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Brewer.com. And then, as you mentioned earlier, I'm on all the social media platforms, and I'm on all of the streaming platforms, from YouTube Music to Amazon and iTunes, Spotify, et cetera. So you can find my music anywhere that you get your music. And I'll have some shows coming up over the summer as well. I'm doing an annual birthday concert at the Sound Room. Before that, we were doing it yearly, so we'll be back again at the Sound Room in August. So yeah, there'll be some other things throughout the summer that are going to happen, but Stanford on the 11th of July and then Sound Room on August 6th are the next two up on deck.
Okay, everybody. Well, this is not the last time Terrence is going to be on the show. I guarantee you. We're going to be talking about all this good stuff he's doing in November and then in March again. So Terrence, thanks for joining us for the first time this time. And we're going to take folks out with your version of I Remember You. And off of one of your mini albums. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Thank you, Terrence. And we will talk to y'all soon.
My pleasure.
Yeah, y'all take good care.
Listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.